Train wrecks were tragic and often spectacular. Poor communications and single-line tracks were a deadly combination. If a bridge washed out, the train ended up in the river. If a coupling broke on a mountain, the engineer had to outrun the free-rolling cars behind him. If visibility was poor and the switchman neglected to clear the tracks in the station yard, look out. If the brakes failed, the many tons of metal, coal, water, and wood racing down the tracks at high speed destroyed everything in the train's path. Once the danger was recognized, either jumping or riding it out could mean death to the railroader.
Come all you rounders, if you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was the rounder's name. On a big eight-wheeler, he won his fame. Woke up this morning about 4 o'clock. Casey told his fireman to get the boiler hot. Put on your water, put on your coal, put your head out the window, see my drivers roll. The caller called Casey about 4:30. He kissed his wife at the station door, climbed to the cab with his orders in his hand as he took his farewell journey to the promised land. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin as he took his farewell journey to the promised land. The rain was coming down for 5 or 6 weeks. The railroad track was like the bed of a creek. They rated him down to a 30-mile gait through the southbound mail about 8 hours late. The fireman says, Casey, you're running too fast. You run the blockboard, last station you pass. Casey said, yes, but I believe we'll make it through, 'cause this engine is steaming better than I ever knew. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin as he took his farewell journey to the promised land. Casey looked at the water. The water was low. He looked at his watch, and his watch was slow. Tooted at his whistle, but his whistle wouldn't blow as he took his farewell journey to the promised land. Now Casey says, fireman, don't you fret. Keep knocking at the fire door and don't give up yet. I'm gonna run her till she leaves the rail, or I'll make it on time with the southbound. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin as he took his farewell journey to the promised land. Around the curve he spied a passenger train, a headlight shining in his eyes through the rain. Casey blew his whistle, a mighty blast, but the other locomotive was coming fast. Casey says, fireman, you better jump. There's two locomotives, and they're about to bump. The fireman hollered, it's just ahead. We might jump and make it, but we'll all be dead. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin as he took his farewell journey to the promised land. Headaches and heartaches and many kinds of pain all go along with the railroad train. The fireman jumped, but Casey stayed on. He was a good engineer, but he's dead and gone. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin as he took his farewell journey to the promised land.